The Wall Street Journal is reporting that in the final hours of British businessman Neil Haywood's life, he told friends he feared for his life. Haywood was found dead in his hotel room last November, triggering the biggest political scandal in China in decades. Here's the cast of characters. Haywood was close with Bo Xilai and his wife Gu, both so-called princelings, descendants of leaders of the Communist Revolution. But China's officials now say Gu is behind Haywood's death. Her husband has been forced to leave his post as the party leader of Chongqing, a municipality of 30 million people. Now, were a dead foreigner found in a Washington hotel and the wife of a senator accused, it would also make a splash. But it's hard to quantify just how big a story this is in China. So here to help us do that, Boston University professor and China expert Joseph Fewsmith. Joseph, your forthcoming book is The Logic and Limits of Political Reform in China. Interesting title, because we understand that Bo was something of a reformer, a populist on the left.
Well, he was very definitely on the left, or allied to the left. It may have been a cynical alliance, but yes. I don't know that I would call that reform. It certainly is change.
Yeah, well, it is in China, so. Yeah. what is really going on here? I mean, the local government in China originally said that the Brit, Haywood, died of alcohol poisoning. And mm-hmm. his family says he doesn't drink. Mm-hmm. There's an investigation. The police start investigating Bo and his wife. And now the Wall Street Journal is reporting that Haywood actually left documents with his lawyer about some of the Bo family's business dealings. He said in case anything happened to him. So do you think that what's happening on the face of this is what the Chinese really suspect? Do they really suspect that there was a bad business deal and Bo's wife really killed Haywood?
Well, this is very interesting because the investigation into Bo Xilai apparently began someplace last October, at least a month before the death of Haywood, an investigation into probably issues of corruption, and that would have been politically motivated to get rid of him. Then you all of a sudden you have this bomb thrown into the middle of
right.
it, and that's apparently what blew the whole thing up.
Well, Neil Haywood advised Western firms trying to do business in China. This is what he did. He worked closely with the couple to get their son into school in Britain, and that son is now a grad student at Harvard. The wife, Gu, was in the U.S. 15 years ago, made a huge impression on Americans in Mobile, Alabama. She helped Chinese companies embroiled in a legal mess in courts there. People called her the Jackie Kennedy of China. Brains, charm, beauty, a lawyer. Do you think it's as simple as a business deal that went bad? What do you think?
It's hard to believe. Basically, I don't think you commit murder over economic disputes. There has to be another level to this story that we're not yet seeing.
And do you think it has to do with the government and the politics? Because as we know, the Communist Party is planning its once-in-a-decade transfer of political power this fall.
That's right.
Bo was, you know, a rising star.
I would think that it has to do something with politics, whether Haywood knew something that Gu did not want to get out of the circles. I don't know, but it's hard to believe that it's simply an economic dispute.
Well, there's another character here we haven't mentioned in this incredible play playing out before us, and that is a police chief in the municipality mm-hmm. Where Bo was, who fought corruption. He had to flee to an embassy. He said his life was in danger.
It's a fascinating story. Bo Xilai brought him down to Chongqing to carry out this campaign against organized crime. And so they had worked hand in glove, but apparently he went into Bo Xilai in early February and said that there was this investigation and presumably that he couldn't protect Bo. And Bo got mad, removed him as police chief, and a few days later he flees to the American consulate about 200 miles away.
Okay, here's what I'm taking from this, and it's just speculation, but it sounds as if Bo Xilai, who was making a name for himself in a municipality that was fighting corruption mm-hmm. and a rising star in the Communist Party, somebody who was on a fast track politically, was about to have something exposed about his own business connections. You're nodding yes. Why isn't he the suspect?
He may be, but the Xinhua announcement said that it was she who was suspected of being linked to this. I think we're going to have to see the way this plays out.
No, we want you to tell us what's going on here.
I'm an academic. I wait till the evidence is in. There may be speculation that Bo was somehow involved. I think that the political resolution was that they have decided that they will not accuse him of that crime,
yeah.
Whether or not he is involved. part of what's gone on here is the discussions, the political deal-making, how do we deal with this case? And that's kind of what's taken so long from the time that Wang Lijun fled to the consulate on February 6th till Bo Xilai was removed from office on March 15th until his announcement just the other day.
Right. What does this tell you about the Chinese government?
What is really interesting is this pulls back the curtain. We don't really get to see into that black box very often. And what emerges from this is a fascinating combination of grudges that have been nurtured for years and years, very personal interests, factional infighting, all these tensions that exist within this very elite circle. And it's only when there's, as you're suggesting, a transfer of power and they have to sort it out and you play a game of musical chairs and who doesn't get the last chair.
In other words, there are other princelings on the sideline who would be just as happy to have one removed from competition.
Including the heir apparent, Xi Jinping, who is very definitely a princeling.
And does it make it easier for them to help remove this couple?
I would think it would be very awkward for anybody to have Bo Xilai around the table. You can imagine staff meetings with the one person who always says, "I disagree." He was a real populist, and in that sense, he was a threat to the political and economic program that has been in train for three decades.
So it makes it a little easier that he's off the stage now.
Yes.
It's just fascinating. We will have to wait to see. And who knows if we'll ever find out. Boston University professor and China expert Joseph Fewsmith. Again, his forthcoming book, The Logic and Limits of Political Reform in China. Ironies abound. Professor, thanks so much.
Well, thank you for having me.